This is the Todd Veno Show on News 88.9. Now, here's Todd.
Welcome back. Jean-François Ménardie is a public policy analyst at the Montreal Economic Institute and joins me on the phone. Jean-François, how are you today?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing okay. So the Montreal Economic Institute has weighed in on this Lac-Mégantic tragedy. Why is this something that you feel that you should be weighing in on?
First, I would like to start to say that it has been a traumatic experience for Quebec and all Quebecers. And what happened is that immediately after the tragedy, some people started to enter the public debate, and I would mention the environmentalists. And they started to say that because of this tragedy, we have to find ways to free ourselves from our dependence on oil. And basically, we think that this is not realistic, and we have to find the best ways to transport oil, the safest ways to transport oil between the western part of North America, so western Canada and the U.S., and the eastern part of Canada.
What about those who would suggest that it's taking advantage of the opportunity to promote pipelines as well?
I don't think that the debate would be between should we promote pipeline or not. The debate should be here is the situation. More and more oil is transported between the West and the East. What are the options? Are the pipelines a safest way to transport oil? And compare the different ways to transport oil, which are pipelines, train, and trucks.
When it comes to oil and our economy...
Sorry?
I said when it comes to oil and the economy, can you put it into perspective how linked that is?
I would mention Quebec as an example. For instance, of course, we have a lot of hydropower in Quebec, but oil fulfills approximately 39% of our energy needs in Quebec. So it's pretty important. We have 6 million vehicles, cars and trucks in Quebec, and plus we have to mention that it's not only gas in our cars. It's also we need oil products for so many things in our everyday life. For instance, the iPhone is made out of oil products and contact lenses and so many things.
What about those who say, okay, fine, we can continue to use oil to the degree that we are, but why add to it? Why build pipelines? Why develop even more?
Well, it is a public debate we can have, but what happens is that it is an economic reality that there is. First, I would like to put everything into context. What happens these days is that the refineries in the eastern part of Canada, so the two refineries in Quebec and the one in Saint John, New Brunswick, they have two ways to use their oil. They can import oil from foreign countries, and the price for this oil is the Brent price, or they can buy oil from the western part of Canada, and it is the WTI price, which is lower. So that's why the demand for oil from the western part of Canada was so high.
What's the most dangerous way to transport oil? Is it truck, rail, or what?
Well, if we look at the statistics of the, for instance, the American Department of Transportation, according to these statistics, between 2005 and 2009. With rail transport, there were 25 times more likely to lead to death than pipeline transport. Mm-hmm. As far as road transport is concerned, it was 70 times more likely to lead to death than pipeline transport. So according to the statistics, pipelines are safer. And this is the context of this public debate about the possibility of building pipelines between the West and the East.
Now, the BC government has come out and denounced the Northern Gateway pipeline, at least if memory serves me correctly, it has. Do you think that, politicians should be weighing into this? I suppose they should, because they represent constituents, right?
I think we should have a public debate, and Quebecers should give their opinion, obviously.
And what do you think that opinion would be?
I think it should be an informed debate. So that's why we are we want to give information about the pipelines. What are the options, and what can we do? And once we have an informed public debate, then Quebecers and obviously politicians will be able to make the right decisions.
From the economic viewpoint here, is it a no-brainer? Pipelines are good for the economy?
I would tend to think that it's a no-brainer. Yes.
What about those who say you can do just as well if you invest in the green sector?
Well, it's a debate we can have, but we have to look at all the elements of the debate, and the green economy needs a lot of subsidies from the state. So is it good for Canadians or not? It's up to Canadians to decide.
What about those who say that the oil industry gets all types of...
Sorry?
I said those suggest that through taxation or lack thereof that the oil industry gets all types of taxpayers' money as well in a less direct way.
I wouldn't... I cannot give my opinion about that. I don't have the information. We have to... I don't think any industry should have too many subsidies from the government.
Okay. Now, when it comes to a lot of the territory that these pipelines go through, and it's similar to rail. It's the exact same, and much of it's rural. And some would say, what's the advantage to people in parts of Quebec to having a pipeline going through that province to funnel oil down into the refinery in St. John? What's your response to that?
Well, I would say that we live in a global economy. We cannot, we shouldn't build walls around our territory. Some products go through Quebec, but we import products from other parts of Canada, and we are happy to import these products. So it shouldn't be an issue, really.
I think it's inevitable that a west-east pipeline gets done.
I think it will probably happen. Obviously, you have these debates. People express their opinions. There are strong opinions, and it's a good thing when you have opinions for or against. But I think probably a majority of Quebecers will look at the facts, and they will understand that we have to look at the different options, and we will probably need these pipelines.
I've heard some people in that community that was impacted here in Quebec saying they don't want that rail line through the middle of their community anymore. They want to, but that's the way it is in any city, any town. The rail line goes right through the heart of the communities. Usually, do you see that changing, and can it change?
Well, I think the point is that these railways were built a long time ago, and at the time when they were built, cities wanted the rail lines to go through their communities for economic advantages. Now things are different. People are, I think, are right to be concerned about what kind of products go through their communities. And so they should be informed, and we should find the safest way to transport these products.
Jean-François, thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Jean-François Ménardy, public policy analyst at the Montreal Economic Institute.